Dr. Beverly Jarrell, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad to be here.
When you talk about dental hygiene, people think about the very basics, but there are some things that people might not have heard. Let's start with the very basics ideas.
You're talking about how to brush and how to floss. These are important things to do to take care of your teeth. We usually say that you should brush at least 2 times a day, morning and evening, and rinse if you can't, brush during the noontime hour. Flossing is very, very important because you cannot reach those areas in between the teeth with a toothbrush. So it's very important that we floss. Not many people do that, but it is very important. And then rinsing is also something that we should do daily.
On the brushing side, I found it curious when my kids came back from the dentist and they were talking about 2 minutes. The 2 minutes was the gold standard now. Why is that?
Well, if you give them some kind of an idea of how long they should brush, they're going to do a better job than if they would just do it very quickly. So they give them some idea. In fact, many times they'll watch the clock so that they can brush longer and certainly will be able to do a better brushing than if they would just do it very quickly.
And certainly on the rinsing side, an antimicrobial is very important. There's one particular brand that gets mentioned a lot, but there are other ones out there.
Well, that assists in keeping the bacterial count down in the mouth. And so they're very important to rinse with an antimicrobial.
And there's actually evidence that shows that fluoride rinses, even for adults, can be helpful.
Yes, it is. Fluoride is very good for adults because we have the tooth is always mineralizing and demineralizing even after it erupts in the mouth. So if we have demineralization and then remineralization with the fluoride, your tooth is going to be stronger. So fluoride is very essential for adults as well as children.
And then something recently that evidence, there's now evidence to back it up, about chewing gum as part of an overall dental health plan.
Chewing gum, if it is sugarless gum, that's important, and that is a very good thing to do. It stimulates the saliva, and the saliva does have some effect on preventing cavities.
So not that the gum working against the teeth doesn't actually isn't what helps.
No, it's the saliva that is helping reduce the bacterial count in the mouth. So that's very important that we chew gum but it has to be sugarless, and that keeps the saliva moving faster because the saliva will be coming into the mouth more than it would be without chewing gum. So it's a good idea to chew gum after you eat.
And I find that curious simply because it was something that was promoted by the sugarless gum industry for a number of years before there was scientific evidence that proved it.
Right. And it does fight cavities. It neutralizes the plaque acid, remineralizes enamel to strengthen the teeth, and it washes away food particles. So they're really advocating sugarless gum.
And looking at dental hygiene's impact on overall health, a surprising amount of research that talks about dental hygiene's impact on the rest of your body.
Of course, if you have infection in the mouth, the blood supply is moving all the way around the body. So if you have infection in the mouth, you could have infection in your body. It could affect other portions or other parts of your body. They say heart, kidneys. These are all affected if you have, or they could be affected if you have poor oral hygiene.
And especially, I think the one that I'd seen most recently was talking about cardiovascular health and gum health.
Yes, it could have an effect on cardiovascular system.
And you've also, one of the pushes, I guess, from the American Dental Health Association, looking at how smoking can affect dental health.
Okay.
We know it affects overall health, but how it can affect specifically dental health.
They're finding out that there is a problem with healing when you smoke, that your body doesn't heal as quickly. So if you have an operation or if you're having anything done with your mouth, the healing process is much slower if you're a smoker.
there are some people who've been listening to this interview saying, okay, yes, I really need to go get my teeth cleaned, which is a good thing because you also head up the dental health clinic here at the university.
Yes, we have a clinic in Caldwell Hall. It is open to anyone that would like to come to have their teeth cleaned. And we have a dentist there every time that we have the clinic operating. They examine your mouth and tell you if you have to go to a dentist to have any type of repair work done. So, and the hygiene students, of course, are cleaning their teeth, taking x-rays, and study models, that type of thing. Anything that they are permitted to do, they can do to the patients that come to our clinic. Fluoride treatments are there. We also now give anesthesia. A hygienist is permitted to give local anesthesia and nitrous oxide. So these two are also performed in our clinic if it is necessary for that particular patient.
And how do you get in touch with the clinic? What's the phone number?
You call the dental hygiene clinic. It's 342-1616. And you make an appointment to come in.
We should also mention that you're training your students to be not just hygienists, but also advocates for overall dental health. And they get a chance to go out and do some speaking. So if you're listening right now and you would be interested in having someone come speak, you have students who do that throughout the year.
Right. Our students are in a community course, and this is one of their requirements, that they go out and speak to different groups, be it school groups, nursing homes, anyone that really is interested in having their people know a little bit more about dental hygiene. They will go out into the community and give those presentations.
And again, that number, if you'd like to call.
Again, you can call the dental hygiene program at 342-1621, and then the secretary would take that information and give it to the instructor that provides that service to the community.
October is National Dental Hygiene Month. We've been talking with Dr. Beverly Gerald, head of the Department of Dental Hygiene here at ULM. Dr. Gerald, thanks so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed being here. Thank you very much.